again, I'm just going to ask you guys to stretch your hands out to me, and I'm going to stretch my hands out to you guys, and we want to pray. Father, we love you, and I thank you for your word tonight, Lord. I pray it washes over every one of us tonight, Lord. Let it do what it does, Father. Lord, I pray that it just brings a fresh perspective of your word tonight, Lord, that it encourages and strengthens our walk with you, Father. Lord, that it revives us even better, God. It gets us even closer to you and draws us to you, God, and points us to you, God. Lord, I pray that everyone hears you tonight, not Brandon, not anything about me, but it's all about you, Father. Lord, that they would hear your words, hear your book tonight, Father. And Lord, that this word would honor you and glorify you tonight. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I missed a few weeks ago. I was out sick and trying to get some rest at home. And I know I gave Dad some instruction to kind of go into this area of text, staying in Luke. And y'all had a fantastic discussion. And then a week before, we were in Luke chapter 5. And tonight, I want to go back in there. I just feel like we are not done with this just yet. This few scriptures that I want to talk about of what happened to Simon on that boat and in that moment. I'm telling you, it is so amazing when you start really looking into this and just seeing this. And my prayer is that I paint this picture and I reveal to you this. And there's not, I don't know if there's going to be any kind of all moments in this, but I hope and pray that you look at this a little deeper. And you see some points in there that helps you and encourages you, and you see what Simon did. And we take this and we grab a hold of it and apply it into our lives. Amen. You know, we're talking about training for reigning, because I'm telling you, man, what a time that this world needs Jesus. Lydia, you got up here and said, man, this world needs Jesus. That, man, we got to start stepping up and doing what God's called us to do. And that's why it is so vital that we train on the inside. We train in behind closed doors, so when we get out in front of people, we are ready to share the gospel. That we're ready to do and go after what God's called us to do. Amen. To be the light, to smile, to bless the waiters and waitresses that are having that bad day. That we're able to bless them and see past all that and just love on them. Amen. Hallelujah. Training for reigning. Oh, man. Training for reigning. Come on, Brother John. Hey, listen, Brother John's here, so Dad, why don't you come back up here? We'll start all over. Brother John, we're going to... Miss Nora, why don't you... I'm just kidding. Training for reigning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to go back into Luke chapter 5. And I want to read through this and dive into this text. I want to read the whole thing. We won't take a little clip of it. We're going to read the whole thing. The whole story right here with Simon, James, and John. So we're going to read this. It says, verse 1, one day Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. The people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water, let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, how many messages have we heard just from that? Because you say so, I will let down my nets. And when he had done so, when he was obedient to that, they caught so much fish, such a large number of fish, that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he was so overwhelmed, he fell at Jesus' knees and said,
go away from me, Lord. I'm so sinful. I'm a sinful man. And he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up to shore, left everything, and followed him. Wow. What an incredible story. I want to look at that first part, though. There's several sections here. First off, Jesus stepping into Simon's boat. I love that. We talked about that so much a few weeks back. Simon, Jesus getting into this boat, man, stepped. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I get overwhelmed by this moment because I think about Jesus stepping into Simon's boat and how rough it was. It wasn't designed. We talked about it. It wasn't set up to preach on. It didn't have a pulpit. Didn't have flowers. It didn't have a sound system. It wasn't set up to speak. It was rough around the edges. It smelled like fish. Jim said that. It smelled like fish. It was rough. It had no visual effects to, or had no visual signs that it was set up to be preached on it, because it wasn't. It was a fishing boat. I think about that, and I think about when Jesus stepped into my boat. I think about that as a teenager when he stepped into my boat. See, my boat, when Jesus stepped into it, it didn't look like anything like a preaching boat. It didn't look like any kind of ministerial boat. It didn't look like my mom and daddy's boat. It looked like a teenager's boat, a rough around the edges boat, a stinky boat. Come on. Problematic boat. But I'm so thankful he stepped in it. I think about that so much, and every time I think about that moment just as a teenager when Jesus stepped into my boat, I get overwhelmed, because I see, after, since the last, what, 25 years of what God has done in my life, because he stepped into my boat, I get overwhelmed. Woo. Jesus stepped into Simon's boat. And then he says this. He asked Simon something. He asked him a little something. He asked him something very small. He just said, Would you just move your boat just a little bit out to shore? Just okay. And he sat down, Jesus just sat down, and Simon just sat down. A little movement, a little obedience, a little faith. A little faith. A little movement. Think about that, just that little bit. It didn't take a lot of physical activity. And Simon, I know he had been toiling all night, so yes, he was tired. And yeah, he was wore out and probably frustrated. But physically, it didn't take a whole lot. It didn't take a whole lot of mental power. It didn't take a whole lot of anything except just a, okay, it's a little more time. Okay, all right, I can go home and rest in a few minutes. I'm going to sit down and just let him do his thing. And then I'll go home and rest. Little faith, little movement. It wasn't a big thing. It was little faith, little movement, a little obedience. See, in the church, and we read the Bible, we see these big, grand stories of faith. Noah building a big ark, huge faith. We see Moses parting the Red Sea, big faith. And we see all these incredible stories, and we hear testimonies. Big faith. Big movements, big incredible things. You hear testimonies of, I sold this amount of money, and all of a sudden the Lord just opened the floodgates at my work, or opened the floodgates over here. I sold this amount of money, or I sold this, and man, God did this for me. Whatever. There's so many testimonies we hear that are huge, and they're awesome. We hear testimonies, Brother Tony, of going and sharing the gospel with people and how Jesus would heal people right there on the streets. We see it. We see ministers do that. We hear testimonies of God blessing huge ministries with tons of money and being able to do so much things with it. We hear all these huge grand things, and it almost intimidates us. It feels like our little small steps aren't that grand as these things. And so because our eyes are so, we see, hear so many things, what is our little step actually going to do? What's our little actual movement really going to do? What's that little bitty faith? What's that little bit of move really going to do? So we see this with finances. See, we had somebody give us a $10,000 check in the church. Whoa, it's awesome. It's incredible. You know what's awesome, too? So we had somebody give us $1,000. You know what's incredible? Somebody gave us $100. You know what's amazing? Is that somebody sowed $5. How awesome.
Jesus tells a story about this where he says it's not really about the amount, is it? Jesus telling his disciples, says, look, see this widow woman who's giving? It's only two little coins. It just wasn't much. All these millionaires, these rich folks were giving lots of more money. And Jesus says, it ain't the amount. It's not that. It's not about the amount. It's about what's in the heart. See, she gave all she had. She gave it all because she had so much love for the Father. So much love for God. It's not about the amount. Jesus says, faith the size of what? A mustard seed. That's pretty tiny. Tiny faith. Tiny faith. Miss Lydia, you know what you did yesterday? You didn't give $1 million, did you? You didn't donate to somebody for $1 million, did you? Did you go and preach the gospel in front of 100,000 people yesterday? Little faith. Little obedience. Miss Lydia, God laid something on her heart. Little something. Little something. Little faith. Little obedience. Hey, I'm feeling in my heart to get some folks together to go pray for Charlotte and Jim. She called me up. I had plans all evening long. I had plans to do something I've been hoping to do for a long time. I had big plans. I said, oh, I'm going to move heaven and earth for this. Oh, this is going to happen. And she got it all planned. She said, well, this is what's going to happen. We got the text sent out. And what an amazing time we had last night. Whoa. God showed up and he showed out. I mean, the presence of God was there at that pavilion. Come on, around that table. And everybody was having the words just pouring right on, moments and words. I was so proud of Brother Junior. Woo! He had to step out and share, didn't he? I called him on the phone afterwards. I said, I need you to know something, brother. I'm so proud. And what was the testimony today? Little faith, little obedience. What's happening now with Jim? He's responsive. He's responsive. A little faith. A little obedience. A little faith. A little obedience, a little movement.
See, Simon was in the presence of Jesus. His little obedience. Oh, listen to this. The little time of the little obedience that it was happening, he decided to cast off just a little bit. And so while Jesus was up here, Simon was back here. What do you think that was happening in this moment? See, that he was hearing, come on, he was hearing Jesus speak. And our faith grows by hearing the word of God. A little bit of faith, a little movement. And God spoke, and he was just hearing that, being washed over. Wow. Can you imagine taking a little bit of time, a little bit of obedience, a little time away from the TV, a little bit of time away from the phone, a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of waking up from your pillow, God, and getting up and getting on the couch and getting before the Father, a little extra time. What will you expect to see actually happen? Because see, when we begin to step out in our faith and we, a little obedience, a little 15 minutes. See, I remember my mom. I remember so vividly. I love that song. Was it Elevation Maverick? The prayer song. Not that one. Where he's saying, I heard my parents pray. So I'm talking to Jesus. I remember my mama. I can't tell you how many times I got yelled at. I would interrupt her time. I walk in there, shut da 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 da. I mean, she just going after warfare on the bed. I know she's probably warfaring after because of me. Hours in her prayer time. See, I think a lot of times we hear people that, man, we spent so much time. You hear pastors will say, I spent hours in the prayer room. Oh, I spent 5 hours. I fasted for a week. I got away from everything. I got into an empty apartment and for a week just fasted and just got before the Lord. And I said, man, that just sounds, that's hard. I can't. As a parent, ain't no way I can get away like that. Wife would kill me. And she goes, okay, if you do that, you're taking a kid. And I think about that, and I think about these big things that we hear pastors doing, other ministers doing, and there's no way I can get to like that. And even fasting for a whole week from a food or of whatever, it almost seems like it's unreachable. It's not about spending an entire week. It doesn't have to be an entire week. Start with just fasting for a day from your phone and see what happens. Fast just a little step, a little movement, a little faith, a little obedience. Man, ask God, what can I do? That's what we talked about at the very beginning. What can I do different? The little changes, the little movements, those little movements make massive differences. A little faith, a little time, a little sacrifice to get before the Lord. A little time, waking up a little extra early. Don't ever give me an excuse to say I don't have time. Don't ever say that excuse. Don't ever tell me that. Because I won't believe you. Because if it was important to you, you would make the time. You would make it. And it doesn't have to be 2 hours. Start off with a 5-minute Bible study in the mornings. Do that for a week and see what happens. A little bit of faith, a little bit of movement. My gosh, can make such a massive difference. A little change. We talk about physical. We've been comparing physical to our training so much in this series. when we physical, when we're dieting, we hear so much is don't just do these massive, drastic diets. Just do little things. Make little adjustments so it's easier to do. It's easier to take in. Okay, step out in faith. If God's saying give $5, then give that $5. Well, Lord, that's $5 and that's not a whole lot. It doesn't matter what the size is. Come on, it's not the matter of the amount. It's the obedience. I remember how Mom and Dad, don't shoot me for telling this. I remember for years, there was a couple in our church that would do something. Wasn't big, wasn't grand. It was actually pretty tiny in the grand scheme of things when you think about it. But yet it was such a blessing to my mom and dad. Somebody would give $20 or $25 in the offering and designate it and say, or hand it to him personally, however it was, and say, this is for you personally, Pastor. This is for you. I don't remember how it was given to you. Every Sunday, somebody gave him $25. Why? To go out to eat. To go just have a burger, to go do, you know, $25 really doesn't go a whole long ways at a restaurant. It's not, you know, especially nowadays. Even for two people, hardly. But my gosh, it brought joy to my mom and dad. They loved it. It was awesome. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was something. And it was so meaningful for them. See, it's not about big, huge amount. It's about being obedient to what God is telling you to do. Because you have no idea. If God says give $5 to somebody, you have no idea what that $5 could be for somebody. You have no clue. Little faith. Little obedience. Now let me, I got to get into this even further. Let me get this go a little further here. That little bit of faith. Simon heard the word of God washing over. Was hearing Jesus speak. I believe, just like the Word of God says, our faith grows by hearing. I believe Simon's because of his obedience. See, he wasn't able to go anywhere because he's in a boat. He couldn't just kind of walk off. Couldn't go to the restroom like happens on Sundays. He couldn't get away from the Word. He was there in a boat. Had to listen to the Word. Come on, I don't know if you missed that. I don't know if you caught that. Okay. It kind of went over your head. Something. Okay. And he sat there and let that word wash over him. So his faith is growing. So when Jesus comes to him after he gets done preaching, and Jesus asks him to do the next thing, which actually was a little more physical, was something actually that was a little bit more to it. Was actually a step up from just coming out here. See, he'd been toiling all night trying to work at this for the last 8-10 hours, trying to fish. He was wore out. See, now Jesus asks him to do something physically that he'd been already trying to do for a long time. He's wore out. He's frustrated. And then Jesus tells him to go out and do exactly what you've been doing that hadn't been working already. And Simon says, you know, I've been at this all night already, Jesus. I've been at this. I said, but and because you say so. I believe his faith was growing right then in that moment. See, when we step out in our faith, when we step out and be obedient, our faith grows. Our faith, man, I'm telling you. So what happens is his faith grew. Come on. And he's able to say, yeah, you know what? Okay. This is crazy, but it's crazy for me sitting here letting you listen, use my boat and sitting here. Let's just keep on being crazy. Let's just see what happens. And Simon says, okay, I'm going to go out. I'm going to do this again. And we know the story. Cast out, grabbed a whole bunch of fish. It was incredible. Miracle. It was awesome. And that was a fantastic moment. That was beautiful, and that's great. But see, there's something else that happened right after that that really is even more important. But I want to land on this for a second because here's what happened is little obedience led to big obedience. If you're writing notes down, write that down. Little obedience leads to big obedience. Little obedience leads to big obedience. See, because when we start fasting and getting before the Lord, we start finding that, oh, how good that feels. And how good His Word is. So that 15 minutes that we begin with leads to 20 minutes, to 30 minutes, because we can't put that book down because it's so good. That 10 minutes that we started out in praying before the Lord and getting intimate with Him, oh, man, it leads to an hour easy. Hallelujah. Little obedience leads to big obedience, and then this is what happens next is this. His obedience led to something that was a game changer for him. See, his faith, his obedience led to absolutely life-changing experience. See, Jesus says, okay, let's do this together. I know you've been fishing, and I know your boat looks like it's all stinky and does this, but I'm about to change everything for you. I want you to come and follow me. I want you to give up everything that you've been doing and follow me. And what do?
Let's go.
They just dropped everything, because here's what happens. Obedience leads to deeper intimacy with the Father. Obedience leads to deeper intimacy with the Father. Obedience leads to a deeper relationship with the Father. Stepping out in faith, because what is Hebrews says, that it's impossible to please the Lord without faith. So faith pleases the Father. And the more we step out in obedience, the more we go after Him, the more we fall in love with Him even more, the more we hear His voice, the more we get intimate with Him, the more we fall in love with the Father. See, the thing is the more we fall in love with the Father and the more intimate we get with the Father, it helps us be able to actually let go of all the other junk that God's been trying to deal with us for a long time, trying to let go of things. Let go of those fears. Let go of those intimidations. Start walking in your fullness, walking in the fullness that God has for you, being able to be ready in season and out of season to share the Word of God and share the love of God. See, because here's what happens is when we step out and begin to share something, and Jesus loves you. It's not very hard, is it? Just to tell somebody Jesus loves you. Little step. A little movement. We see a smile on their face. Oh, and it sparks something. That felt good. I want to do that again. And you feel it, man. You feel the joy. You feel the impact, what happened there. And you feel that joy of the Lord, man. You see what happened, man, what God did with that person, man. And you just want to do it again. Little faith, little movement. I'm telling you, it's so, and the more we step out in faith, the more we step out in obedience, the more intimate we grow into the Father and hearing His voice even clearer, and the bolder we get, that fear of rejection, that fear of intimidation of what this person's going to do. If I tell them about Jesus, that fear, you don't care about it, because you're so in love with Jesus. You're so intimate with the Father. You've been able to let go of everything that you've done in the past and those things that have held you back. Just like Simon, he said he let go of everything to follow Jesus. And it changed Simon's world, Simon Peter's world, it changed everything in his life. Stepping out, little faith. It's not about going out and trying to do big things. If you're intimidated by speaking to somebody, start out with saying, hey, God loves you. Have a blessed day. I'm telling you, can I testify? I had this lady at the cashier's, older lady. I had been buying breakfast burritos from her for a while. So I'm on my way to work. One morning I walked in there and she had this big sleeve on. And it was little wrapped around her arm. It was like a knitted thing around one arm. I said, why is that? Why do you have that on your arm? Can I ask? She said, well, I've got a problem in my arm. She barely speaks English. She said, I got a problem in my arm. I said, every morning I go in there and say, hey, God bless you. Jesus loves you. God loves you. God bless you. Every morning I do that. So she recognizes me. She knows me. And I said, can I pray for that? God wants to heal you. He loves you. And she says, okay. I prayed with her right there. Prayed with her. She says, okay, thank you. Amen. Okay. Next week, the following week, went in there. She didn't have that big old thing on her this time. She just had this little small patch thing on her. I said, how's your arm? And she says, oh, it's better. You do again. Yeah. We're going to do it again. So then I ask her again a few weeks later, how's it going? She goes, oh, it's good. It's good. Little faith. Little obedience. Spending time with the Father, because the more we do these things, the more we spend time with the Father, the more we get to hear His voice. The more we step out, Miss North, in faith and get up on the platform like you do and Brother North do, the more you get free, the more comfortable you get, the more excited you get about doing it, because you see God moving. And you get that joy and that excitement. And it just draws you closer to the Father, man. It just gets you so more excited because you know it has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's all about the kingdom because your boat has got all kinds of problems. And He's working on that boat. But it's just stepping out, man. Little faith. Little obedience. My gosh. Don't get intimidated by all the things you're hearing, seeing. It's not about all these grand things. It's just about the little obedience, because that's where it begins. My gosh, little faith, little obedience. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. Woo. Little obedience, man.
That's it. Whew.
She's what you got. That's right. Amen. Use what you got. That's right. That's right. I'm telling you. Amen. That's exactly right. Use what you got. That's exactly what Simon did. He goes, all I got is just about to row about 3 feet from the shore. That's all he needed. That's right. That's right. That's right. Even just getting up 10 minutes early. Just get on some coffee. Spend 5 minutes with the Lord before everybody starts getting up. 10 minutes makes all the difference. Stepping out in faith just a little bit. Wow. Amen. Amen. Father, we love you. Father, we need you. God, I pray that this message in your word resonates in all of our hearts. You've been speaking this to me for the last several weeks, and I've just been chewing on it and meditating on it, and I just have been loving all over it, Lord, and just falling more and more and more in love with you. Father, I pray that you just reveal those little things to each one of us, little ways to step out, little opportunities to speak your word, little opportunities to pray with someone, little opportunities to step out and say, tell someone how much you love them. Little faith, little movement. God, Lord, I pray that you would stir each and every one of our hearts, God. Because, man, with these little faith, little movements, man, it draws us to so much of a deeper intimacy with you, Father. Our ears tune into you in deeper and greater ways. Our joy that we draw from you is so much greater, God. Stepping out and doing this because we get to hear you and see you, see your results, see what you can do, see your miracles that you're doing, experiencing you, Father, in greater ways. God, take this boat and use it however you want to, God. This is your vessel. Do what you want to with it, Lord. Continue to get me out of the way. Lord, that you would be revealed every day of the week, God, through my actions, through what I say and how I react, God. I thank you for cultivating us, Lord, training us, developing us, Lord, and revealing your truth, Lord, to us in greater, greater measures. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hey, I want to say this, and then I'll shut up, is next week, I want you to encourage every person that is in this church body. You look around tonight and you see faces that are not here. I would like for it to encourage you to get on the phone to get them here next Wednesday night. I'm not going to tell you who's speaking. It's exciting. But I'm going to say this. When this gentleman that I've asked to speak has got such an anointing on him. And I know God is going to use him. And every time I ask him, are you ready? You feeling it? There was absolutely no hesitation. There's just an excitement there. And I don't think he's actually come and he's never spoke on a Wednesday night. I don't know if he spoke on Sundays either, actually, as a message. I think it's going to be his first time, I think, to actually speak a message. So I want to encourage you to, would you please invite our church body to come next Wednesday night to not only hear the Word of God, because I believe he's got the Word of God, but also to encourage. Amen? Can y'all do that? Amen. I want you, let's get a lot of folks in here, man, because I'm telling you, he's going to bless you. Amen? All right. Love you guys.